Okay, so this is the Crucible. Andrew Wilson's 2 year and change old channel, where his very first video is with Not So Erudite, who was and still kind of is a very famous Destiny orbiter, was much more so back then. I think she maybe slept with Destiny, allegedly, since like all these bras that orbit him have also slept with him. Didn't she also do OF that Not So Erudite? I don't think she's that attractive. She's not so attractive or erudite. Andrew, at the very beginning, was getting big names, and it's interesting how a nobody could just all of a sudden be debating all of these big names and have professional video and audio quality and professional editing and have a staff taking care of all of these different duties and producing the show. Where do you get the money for that? A dude that supposedly was a robotics engineer, mechanic, with five kids to feed and a stay-at-home wife. So he'd have to be working 60 to 80 hours a week. 60 to 80 hours a week. Where did he find the time and the money to do all this? I don't know. But anyway, in this video, Andrew Wilson debate some guy, I don't know. It's always some guy these days. It's always some goofball moron hopped up on something or just low IQ. He's running out of people to debate. There's not that many people on YouTube for him to debate. I mean, yeah, the platform's got a lot of people, but people that will actually serve to give him more clout and more views and enlarge his audience, not so many. So he's arguing with somebody about how authoritarianism is inherently evil. So let's hear the discussion, shall we?
Okay, so my point is that authoritarianism in and of itself, I view as a moral wrong.
Well,
So if you're saying,
so centralizing power into the hands of a few or just one, kind of close to there now. But how is it? I don't know that it's inherently morally wrong. I mean, actions would be wrong, right? Are there actions that are more likely to come from an authoritarian than a non-authoritarian source? Sure. Okay.
If you're
Okay, well
saying that, like, oh,
that's a claim that's
authoritarianism,
too much, man.
what's
Like,
that?
saying authoritarianism in and of itself is as evil as silly. You can't
Why?
say, well,
Yeah, I gotta agree with him there. Just on its face, yeah. Of course, Andrew likes authoritarianism very much. Based on everything I've heard from him, he's a big fan of monarchy. As long as that monarchy is Christian, he'd be okay with it. Yeah. As long as you're pushing my worldview, I'm okay with centralizing the power of the government in the hands of very few or just one. That concerns me. I think in that case, the cure might be just as deadly as the disease itself.
you can't say that if you have a king, they're going to be evil.
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, you can't say that, but what's there to keep him being good? Where's the incentive to be good if you don't have any checks and balances in place? Right. I mean, it's not like there's consequences if you're a king. Throughout history, much of the time there wasn't. Now, in England, that did change somewhat. The laws started to more and more apply to the king. But generally speaking, if you've got ultimate power, as an authoritarian would, no consequences to your actions. Can do whatever you want, not have to worry about consequences. What's more likely, that you're going to stay a good guy and care about the thoughts and feelings and how your decisions affect others, or you're just going to go hog wild and do whatever the hell you want? Because there's no consequences. By the way, isn't Andrew constantly talking about, oh, there's a lack of fear of what comes after you die? If we got that fear, if we got that concern about hell and damnation and hellfire, well, people behave better in life. Well, yeah, wouldn't the same apply in the earthly realm as well? You take away all consequences, yo, and you give somebody ultimate power. What do you think's going to happen, Andrew? It's probably not going to be good. He might be a nice guy, but I don't know. Seems much more likely that he wouldn't be because he doesn't have to be.
Like Tito was better than Stalin.
No, I mean, you have benevolent kings who did great things for their nations. You had great emperors who did the same thing. Yeah, just the idea that because you're in there's authoritarianism, it's evil, is silly.
What happens when the king dies?
So, okay, yeah. Broken clock is right twice a day. Doesn't mean it's good clock. Okay, we had some benevolent kings and emperors and such, but okay, so what? The majority weren't, yo. The majority were morons, inbred, trash, idiots who took everything to excess.
Well, usually there's some type of successorship, and this was something.
And isn't history of monarchy and authoritarian societies effectively that even if you had a benevolent dictator or a benevolent king, there's oftentimes a piece of successor that fucks up the country?
That's no different than democracy.
Well, first of all, we can argue about whether or not we should live in a democracy, and you could argue that right now we wouldn't be having the problems that we do have if we had a direct democracy. Of course, then we would have a whole host of other problems, which would be the same case if we did what Andrew seems to want us to do and brought in a Christian state with a monarch.
All right.
So, you know,
ahistorical anti-American statement. I just can't.
It's not. I'm talking about democracy right now. You think that America was.
So democracy, essentially, it does get played up as being a pretty bad thing, as is authoritarianism. And generally speaking, it is 51% get to vote on what the other 49% get to do or not do. I'm certainly not a big fan of that. No, nor am I a big fan of authoritarianism, yo.
The first democracy or what?
50 years of our democratic republic is as bad as like Nero Pol Pot.
Do you think that, like, for instance,
well, let's be honest, what we have right now is not a very good system. Politicians don't work for the people that elect them. They tell the people that elect them what those people want to hear so they can get into office. And then they do whatever the hell the people that paid for their campaign and continue to pay them want them to do. So that's why people worrying about this Mondami guy, this Zoran dude in New York. This dude ain't going to do any of the things he said. He can't. Free buses? How? Make the buses faster? How's he going to make the buses faster? What is he, a magician? Is he Solomon? He's going to make buses immaterial when they want to get through traffic so they can actually go through other vehicles? No. He's not going to do anything he said he's going to do, except maybe tax the rich more, which will just make them leave New York. No, he's going to do what he's told. And part of what he was told was to tell you what you wanted to hear, say you would vote him in, and then he'll do what he's being paid to do, not what the voters tell him to do. So we're really ruled in a very much oligarchical sense right now. We're not living in a constitutional republic. The constitutional part does help, okay, because it does create checks and balances, and it, to a certain extent, limits power and what the government can and can't do to trample on your rights and freedoms. But that didn't seem to stop them with the coofity coof, now did it? So I don't think we're really living in much of a republic now either, so.
When we went through and we off all the Plains Indians, when we did all of these things, which you would perceive as being.
Give me a break. The vast majority died from disease, not from anything we did to them. I mean, other than bringing the disease, but we didn't know that we were bringing it when we brought it. We didn't even understand germ theory at that time.
These horrible, unjust evils that because the transfer happened from one.
Horrible, unjust evils. Give me a break. Bunch of savages. They didn't even have horses until we brought them. They were offing each other left and right for hunting grounds and stealing each other's provisions so they could survive the next winter. Spare me.
One person to the next person. That was how that was able to happen, just like these perceived evils you're talking about. Intrinsically, systems of government themselves cannot really be evil. You have to be talking about the actions of people who are inside of these systems. That's what makes them evil. For instance, okay, take communism.
Well, no. A system can be evil. A system can be inherently bad. Can be baked in, right? I think we could all agree that a communist system is evil because it advocates the redistribution of wealth, i.e. stealing other people's stuff. Stealing's wrong, right? So, I mean, it advocates for evil. It's cooked in, it's built in. So, of course, the system can be inherently evil. The fact that it was created by people, the fact that the system itself was engineered by twisted individuals doesn't change the fact that now it's been created and it exists. That ideology and that system is inherently bad. It's been created that way. And now it's created, it exists, and inherent within that system is that evil. So yes, systems can be inherently bad, inherently evil.
Hang on, calm down, Connor. Let me make the point. Hold on, Connor. Okay, so if you have a commune and they're all...
Counterpoints, is that his name? Name is Connor. I don't know who this guy is. I know who this fat guy is that's doing the moderating. It's a cool V1C. He's basically a an Andrew Wilson ball washer who has just been making constant, nonstop videos, sweeping for Andrew and washing his balls and glazing him constantly. It's nonstop publicity. And so Andrew Wilson eventually recognized him from on high and allowed him to do some moderating so he could grow his channel. I wouldn't be surprised if very soon in the future, cool V1C will be on Andrew Wilson's payroll. Or should I say the payroll of the people that employ Andrew? Allegedly, in my opinion.
All practicing communism, I don't give a and neither do you, right? If that's what...
Sorry, say that again because I might
get a commune and they're practicing communism in the commune, nobody cares, right? And why would they care?
Well, it's personal choice. Yeah, I don't give a crap. Just like I don't give a crap what Amish people do in their communities. It's a personal choice. Yeah. What's your point?
They're not. And by the way, they could do a lot of good inside that commune and probably do. Okay.
I don't know about that.
The idea here for communism at a grand scale and for why that leads to evil outcomes has nothing to do with the system itself. Systems.
That's not true. It's built into the system. What is he talking about? So this is where Andrew kind of goes off the rails. The system itself was created by people, by their thoughts, by their ideas that they choose to put into action. They designed the very policies and systems that exist to exploit and rob people and dehumanize them. Oh, it's not the system that's bad. Yeah, it is. It's a bad system. You build a bad car, it's a bad car, you idiot. It now exists. And intrinsic to the car is it's bad. The engine is not well made. It's poorly designed, which is what you get when you let a communist country or any government design a vehicle. You don't do a very good job at producing much of anything. And now you're telling me that these systems that are created by people created... There's nothing intrinsically bad in those systems. Communism and socialism, there's nothing within the doctrines, the dogma, the teachings, the ideological structure and framework of communism, socialism, which is very well developed, by the way. Oh, there's nothing in that that's evil. Really? Have you read the Communist Manifesto? Have you listened to Karl Marx's ramblings? Oh, my God. What are you talking about, Andrew?
Themselves can't intrinsically be evil. The thing itself is...
Of course it can be intrinsically evil. You're a moron. Just because it was created by people, created. Now it's created. It exists. Evil baked into it. Get it? Well, there's no such thing as bad cookies, just bad bakers. I don't know. If you throw a big pile of shit into the dough, knead it, bake it, and say, here you go. I think that's a bad cookie. I'm not eating that cookie. I think it's inherently bad.
Not evil, it's the actions done with it, like a gun. If you have a gun,
oh my God, oh, wrong, idiot, wrong. If a book says that in reality you should steal people's stuff because they got too much stuff, and it's okay to take their stuff because you feel you don't have enough stuff because you're at the wrong end of the economic ladder, or you're this color, or you're this ethnicity, that's an evil book. That's evil. That teaching is evil. It's in that book. That book is evil. The teaching is evil. The teaching is part of a larger ethos, a larger ideology that has been created. I think I can say the ideology is inherently evil. Oh, this ideology that says it's okay to rape, to rob, and pillage, and kill, it's not an evil ideology. The only thing that makes the stealing and the murdering and the pillaging bad is that people do it. The raping and the, excuse me, raping and the evil, you know, SA stuff and murder and pillaging, that's not inherently bad. It's only bad when you do it. Say what? Andrew, what the hell are you talking about? That's like saying there's no action. That's, oh my God. So, oh Jesus. This guy's stupid. What?
Mm. The gun's not evil. The gun.
Whoa. Okay. You're now, this is a false completion, categorizational error. A gun is just a tool. Okay. Right. An ideology is not just a tool. Ideologies are very well-developed prescriptions for how to act in the world, how to interact with others. And when you're talking about governmental systems, it is very much about very specific policies. And some of those policies are bad, evil, exploitative. This isn't even apples and oranges. This is a whole different ballpark. It's not even fruit we're talking about. One is fruit, one is not fruit. What are you talking about? These are totally, completely different categories. What do you mean, a gun? You're comparing a gun to communism? Communism is just a tool. Could you do good with communism? Every time it's been tried, it ends up not working. It's evil because what's built into the system itself, the ideology, the way you are being told to run the country, run the world, administer the government, is bad. It's exploitative. It robs people. It dehumanizes people. Tells you the ends justify the means. Well, you know, this person's a problem. Yeah. Take them behind the woodshed and put a bullet in the head. Because, you know, what would you do to finally get that utopia on Earth? Or in this case, maintain it. Yeah. Yeah. What is Andrew talking about? I don't know. He's an idiot.
Doesn't do anything evil or not evil. You do a thing which is evil or not evil with the gun. That's how that works. There's nothing intrinsic, though, that you can point to and say, well, authoritarianism is intrinsically evil based on what?
Well, now he's confused. Wait. You just said communism. And you tried to compare communism to a gun. A gun is just a neutral tool. A gun can be used for anything. Yeah, a gun can be used for good. It can be evil. It's not an ideology. If you start saying that communism isn't good or evil, it's just a tool like a gun, what are we talking about? What kind of equivocation are we doing here? I mean, what the hell are you talking about? That upends everything we understand about what words mean, what definitions mean, what identifiers mean. What are we talking about here? Communism isn't evil? It's just how what you do with it, yo. Well, then is it communism? What are we talking about here? Where is communism not evil, yo? It advocates for the dissolution of private property. You can't own anything. Well, you'll work, you'll earn, but you don't really earn. It'll just go to the government, and then they'll just distribute it based upon who needs your labor the most. So I get robbed. I get robbed. It advocates for theft. Outright theft. Oh, is that evil? Andrew says no. That's inherent to communism, you idiot, you. What is your intellect in your beard and you shaved it? What are you, like Samson? Oh, my God. Oh, this guy is so stupid. What is he talking about?
How the fuck did you ever make such a claim?
How could you ever make such a claim, you idiot? Communism isn't bad or good. It's a tool like a gun. Murmur. People, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Stupidest. This guy is dumb. He's dumb. How many times do I have to point this out to you before you see that? He's a dummy.
Think of any positive examples of fascism or authoritarian communism or jihadism.
Well, wait a second. Positives?
Yeah, I mean,
Andrew just said, well, communism is not good or evil. There's his exact words. Do I need to rewind it? His exact words. Let's go back. Yeah. Okay. We're at 309 now. Let's go back.
Next person. That was how that was able to happen. Just like inside of these systems. Did you? Right? If that's what...
Sorry. Say that again because I might
You have a commune and they're practicing communism in the commune. Nobody cares. Right? And why would they care? And they're not... And by the way, they could do a lot of good inside that commune and probably do. Okay?
How? How would they do good inside the commune? I don't know what you mean by good. Define good. How are they doing good? What good are they doing?
The idea here for communism at a grand scale and for why that leads to evil outcomes has nothing to do with the system itself.
They just said it. The system is okay. The system is okay. The system's neutral, like a gun. Didn't you know that? Communism's just like a gun. You can do good or do bad. You could defend yourself or you could murder an innocent granddaddy. You think communism is exactly the same? But it's an unchanging standard within an ideological framework. That's what's called communism. This is what communism is. Communism is a framework of ideology, morality, ethics, governmental structures, how to structure society, prescriptions for how a society should be run, no private property. That's a gun. That's not the gun. That's what you do with the gun. So already he's falsely conflating categories. What is he talking about? See, you just heard him. You just heard him say communism isn't good or evil. It's neutral. It's morally, ethically, it's totally completely neutral. It's not good or evil. You could use communism for good. Really? I'd love to see where. Can you give me an example? And here's how. I love this. Now he acts surprised. Examples of communism being used positively? He acts like so shocked by that question. He's like, you're putting me on the spot? You're asking me a real question? I mean, the dude is like a deer in the headlights when this guy counterpoints asked him that.
Or jihadism.
Well, wait a second. Positives?
You just said, Andrew, that it could be theoretically, hypothetically, could be used for good. Okay, if that's the case, you can give us some examples then, right, Andrew? No, I can't, because communism is evil. It only can be used for evil because its foundational teachings, the tenets that it's based upon are evil. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it's all ideologies are effectively tools.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's a lie. They're not tools. The ideologies are telling you what to do with tools. Not the same thing. They're not the same thing. Okay. I mean, you could look at them in tools in the sense that they are transformative in a way, that they are designed to get you a desired outcome. So I suppose in that sense, but functionally speaking, they're not the same. No, not like a gun. Like, I have a gun. Well, communism is the ideology that's telling me to go pop that guy in the head because, you know, he's speaking against the party. And we got to maintain that earthly utopia, baby, of equality. Because what's one person's life as compared to the, well-being of the entire collective of humanity?
How you implement the ideology.
Yeah, it could be the case, for instance, jihadism.
I just want to restate my question in case people didn't hear it. Can you think of historically any positive examples of authoritarian communism, fascism, or jihadism?
Yeah, for instance, the jihadis who were attacking the Russians, right, who put a jihad on Russia going into Afghanistan. From that proposition, it seems like they had the more moral proposition there. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, so I think he's kind of so he's saying that the fact that they were jihadis defending themselves against the Russians What's your point? That's incidental. So correlation equals causation. So because they were, by the way, I think that's, I don't really think that's a very good comparison, because a jihadism, I mean, radical warriors defending their homeland, I don't think that's quite the same as communism. I don't think that's quite the same as communism, yo. No, I don't think so. They're a jihad, right? Against infidel invaders, right? It's a holy battle for them. They want to give up their lives for that. Is that a good or a bad ideology? It's quite limited in its application to, oh, I don't know, enemies of the faith, your infidels. I don't know that that's an apt comparison to a communist state.
I wouldn't put them in as like a system of government. No, but I don't.
He did what? The counterpoints is stupid because he's switching and giving Andrew an out by throwing in something that isn't really a comparative in regards to a governmental system, and he's giving Andrew an out there. You should have just said communism. Why did you give him other options that then allowed him to essentially choose option B when you should have just given him A? Why? And Andrew's laughing. I mean, Andrew, you're an idiot. Total complete idiot. You can give no positive examples of communism. And by the way, what you did give was an example of action, not the underlying principles and tenets of what you're discussing, which, by the way, wasn't even a governmental system. Of course, largely the falls on counterpoints for not sticking to the example at hand that Andrew brought up. If you had just said communism, he couldn't have given you a single example. But you gave him an out.
Yeah, jihadists fighting communists is probably.
So I mean, the thing.
Andrew, hold on. I don't want you to pretend that that's like a huge, like unnuanced W. Okay.
It's not a W at all. Two evil forces clashing with each other. I say good. More of them that kill each other, the better, right? But the fact that they were defending their homeland and they just happened to be jihadists, they were jihadists because their homeland was being invaded and they were a theocratic state to begin with. So they're falling back on their religious tenets. And one of those is jihad against the invader, the infidel. Yeah, these are, again, a categorizational error. That is not an apt example.
Pitting. AG, what I asked you for a positive example of any of those ideologies.
I just gave you one.
Power. Yeah, no. But you didn't say any.
Okay, so counterpoints is screwing up. You're giving him this. I don't know if I can watch any more of this. This counterpoints guy is too stupid. You're giving him outs. You are actually falsely. You just said that's not an example of a governmental system. I don't think it's really not. I mean, at best, it's an extension of a religion and a tenet of that religion for protecting the faith and the homeland, which they, by the way, see as interchangeable in a sense. That's not a governmental system. Why'd you give him that example? This counterpoints guy is not too bright either. Well, that's why Andrew is talking to him.
Example of them being in power, you said an example of good time in history was when one ideology was fighting the other ideology.
Yeah, so I'm giving you, what I'm saying is that there can be, within the system itself, positive examples of how the system can be used for the good of whatever the people group is.
What positive examples are there of communism being used for the benefit of the people group? I mean, I guess you could say, well, you've got some poor losers that are getting free stuff and they're eating. Pretty low bar, but you're having to rob the productive people. So I don't see where the good is. These are people who are essentially receiving stolen goods, which is, you know, what a commie state is. You're robbing everybody that is productive to keep the non-productive people, in check and under your thumb. You're limiting the resources overall. Keep people in control. Let them know if they step out of line, you may not eat. You may not have a home. Where's the positive there?
If that's the case, if you're talking if you're talking about authoritarianism, okay. I can give you many, many examples of great.
Notice he shifted right. Maybe I should go back where good examples, positive examples of communism. And he was like a deer in the headlights, man. And if I was there, I would have put his feet, held his feet to the fire. But this counterpoints is an idiot. He's stupid. He gave an out. Oh, well, I'm going to substitute communism for jihadism. Completely, totally different category. both in makeup and function. And I'm going to give you an out there. And Andrew, of course, shifts. Oh, you gave me an out? I'm going to take it. You didn't hold my feet to the fire? To defend my stupid position where I claim there's good aspects to communism, even though you've just said, well, it's a tool. It's just a tool. It can be used for good or bad. No, it can't be used for good. What are you talking about? Everything about the system is exploitative. And everything that it has to give those who are in need is taken from those who are not in need. It's just a system that, redistributes wealth. That's a kind way of saying it robs people to give to other people. I don't understand. What are you talking about? It can be used for good. Are you stupid? Are you familiar with Mao's China? How he killed 75 million of his own friggin' people in the 20th century when China had a heck of a lot more, less of them? Or Russia? Red Russia? How many millions died there? Under communism? Wasn't any good being done. It was constant oppression. Oppression! 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What are you talking about, Andrew? Can you give us what he asked you? Can you give us one example of a communist state that did good? Or that did good because of communism? And by the way, that's not even the same thing. Like, I will admit, oh, sure, there could be some good stuff happening somewhere at some point in time. Whatever system might be in place, that's correlation equals causation fallacy. Well, that's a communist country, and look, there's some good stuff happening in there. Well, I'm going to conflate that with communism and say, well, there could be some good stuff that comes of communism. No, there can't. There won't be. There isn't. There never has been. That's just, coincidental. Good stuff happens sometimes, somewhere, whatever governmental system you exist under. What are you talking about, Andrew? There could be good communism. What are you talking about? There could be good murder. What? What are you saying? It's definitionally incorrect. Well, murder's not good. That's why it's called murder. If it was good, we wouldn't call it murder. We'd call it something else, like self-defense or something like, that guy died. Why? Oh, because he tried to, take me out, and I took him out while I was trying to stop him from taking me out. Oh, so it's not murder, right? Would we call that murder? No. Definitions, words have meanings, pal. But when it's convenient, Andrew gets all equivocatory and, communism, it could be good. It's just a tool like a gun. Oh, my God. Only if that gun reads, only use, can only be used to rob, pillage, oppress, dehumanize the population. Its only function is these things. You can't use this tool for anything else. If you use it, that's the outcome. Yeah. Yeah. So if you call that a tool, well, then its function is that. Well, that function is evil. Well, that's what the tool is designed for, right? To do all those things. That's what it does. But Andrew says that's not evil. It's a neutral tool. See, you can rob, grape, pillage, oppress, and dehumanize people in a good way. But isn't doing all those things evil? What is he talking about? Communism's neutral. neutral, except it isn't. Now you could argue his specialty is not politics, government, even though he talks about it constantly. Maybe he's not too strong on his understanding of communism or what words mean, or that words have meanings. Even though he argues that that very case, that they have meanings. But this is one of the stupidest takes I've ever heard. You can't honestly. This is neuro-linguistic programming. Internet pushing this guy. Media pushing this guy. You're being programmed to think he's something he's not because they want you to follow this guy. They want you to listen to his messaging. They want you to listen to the subtext of what he's saying. They want you to be for authoritarianism and monarchy and religion ruling your life, telling you what to do. They want you to be for other people telling you what to do, what to say, what to think. This is no different than the left. They're just appealing to a different segment of the population now, the ones they couldn't capture with their woke leftist crapola. That's all this is. This guy is a plant, a shill, controlled opposition, gatekeeper. This take right here alone should tell you just how stupid he is. If you don't throw away your Andrew Wilson cult card membership, you're an idiot. Though I guess that's part of what it means to be in a cult. You don't really have the, ability to think logically, critically, reasonably for yourself, or you wouldn't be in a cult. Yeah. But anyhow, I think I'm going to leave it there. I can't listen to any more of this stupidity. Anybody that says that communism is not intrinsically evil and it's just like a tool, like a gun, just doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. And it's probably one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. But let me know what you think. Does Andrew purposely choose morons that'll let him off the hook constantly and not hold his feet to the fire? Does he constantly self-glaze and use double negatives in his speech as a form of neurolinguistic programming to glaze himself? Oh, it's not that I'm not a great orator. It's not that my rhetoric isn't great. Throwing in all the negatives to bypass the part of your mind that it feels distaste and disgust for people who pat themselves on the back, so he gets the positive messaging through to your brain and programs you to think he's a great orator and his rhetoric is great. The guy employs a lot of different neurolinguistic tools to program you. Is he a genius or is he just good at memorizing talking points and really not that impressive when you put his feet to the fire, which is obvious when you hear takes like this, which is actually Andrew thinking in the moment. And when you call him on his crap, he's like a deer in the headlights. Can I give you examples of communism that turned out being positive? Oh, thank God Counterpoints gave me an out talking about jihadism and lumping it into the same category as communism. Phew! I thought he almost owned me. Ooh, well, I'm glad he let me off the hook there. Yeah, is he a genius or is he... really, really overhyped. Let me know what you think in the comments, and please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. I've heard the algorithm likes those. And please consider checking out my other platforms, BitChute and a bunch of others. You'll find all the links in the description. And if you would, please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. You can click on the link. You'll see what that's all about. And then you can decide whether or not you'd like to support me further. Anyhow, on that note, I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGT. Well, oh, you know, because if you're a realist as a man, you're also going your own way. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.